ladies and gentlemen. 45 miles an hour on the inside, George.
Out of the water he comes, barefoot water skiing, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give him all a round of applause out there.
That was Duke Hillinger, who has been involved in the Minocqua-Bats ski show for 49 years. He joined the team in 1972 when he was 11 years old and skied for the team until 1982. Each summer since, he returns as an announcer or to help out in some way. But his retirement from skiing for the team at age 21 isn't odd for the Minocqua-Bats. It's the norm. Current club president Kyle Foster describes what may be the most unique feature of the Minocqua-Bats ski team.
Interesting thing about our club is it's all, you know, basically kids that run it. It's, you know, the youngest skiers we have are usually about, you know, age 14, and then people usually stay into the club and college, and my age, I'm 22, and that's kind of, you know, when people kind of get out.
Hillinger explains that other ski teams have a very different membership.
Most ski teams are multi-generational. The father, the daughter, their little, then grandkids will be all skiing in the same show.
So middle school through college age kids not only are the performers, but they also run the club.
It's run by the skiers, and they make the decisions. And there are no parents allowed in the board meetings.
Young people have been involved and in charge for a long time. According to Hillinger, the ski team arose organically right after the end of World War II and is the oldest amateur ski show in the world.
But so when the war ends in 45, in end of August, he said they immediately, within hours, they were on the frickin' water skiing up and around. Everybody, it was like a ski fest. And he said they all sort of congregated down what is now called the Thirsty Whale.
This is a site now referred to as the Aqua Bowl, where the ski shows take place today.
49, they had an established, they were doing it two times a week.
And that has been going on every summer since. Recently retired ski team member Charlotte Patterson describes how her time on the Minocqua-Bats board provided invaluable experience that she has been able to apply in her career.
Learning how to, you know, run an organization like that on your own when you are 18 and 19 was really a great learning experience for us. So,
Patterson's mother skied with the team in the 1980s along with Foster's mother, which is another unique feature of the team.
I would say at least 75% of my friend group, our parents skied together on the team and are still friends. And we were all kind of raised together up here in the summers.
This may explain why the show has remained so consistent through the years. Here again is Foster.
It's funny because when I hear my mom talk about some of her experiences in the club, just what her and her friends would do and, you know, just kind of what it was like. There's so many parallels between then, you know, in the mid-1980s to now. And it's funny to see how much has changed over the years, but yet how much has still stayed the same.
Although there are some local skiers on the team, most of the Minocqua-Bats come from families who are only summer residents. This is unusual for ski teams. As part of the show, Hillinger announces where the skiers come from.
Introduce where all our skiers are from. We're from all over the United States. And I believe we have Minocqua-Bats now in 46 states.
In 2019, a film crew followed the team throughout the season to commemorate their 70th season and to tell their unique story. For more information about the Minocqua-Bats, you can visit our website at WXPR.org. For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.